This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Good morning. Welcome in. It's a Monday, 97.1. Jim Costa, John Jansen, Heather Park, Govan Greg behind the glass, Dustin Fioco on the updates. We're locked in on a Monday. John, good morning.
Good morning, my friend. How are you?
Good.
How was your weekend?
Weekend was good.
Yeah.
Made it down to Comerica Park. I know I'm not the only one.
No. It was a busy weekend down there. It was a great weekend down there, and it wasn't. And results aside, it was smoking hot all weekend long. It was hot. It was sticky. I was listening to Dickerson and Bobby Scales yesterday, and they were talking about how there was a lot of people there, but if you were watching on TV, you might not see everybody in the stands because people that were in the sunshine were looking for shade, looking for some relief from the heat. It was brutal.
Now, you went Saturday.
I did. I went Saturday, and we had unbelievable seats. And I think the only thing, there's a lot of good seats at Comerica. The thing that made it great was it was a 6:10 start. We were somewhere, we were looking down the third base line behind home plate, so we were in the shade.
Oh, that's nice.
There's a light breeze, and so as long as I didn't move, I wasn't sweating. Problem is, we took Teddy, so there was a lot of movement.
Oh boy.
And we had a great, I say great time taking Teddy to his first trip to Comerica to see the Tigers. And he kept saying he usually goes to watch Jack or Ellie.
Yeah.
And he knew it was dudes out there, so he kept saying, "Go Jack." And I said, "Not yet. Maybe
someday.
In about, yeah, you know, 15 years. We'll see how things turn out." But and then we got him to say, "Go Tigers." He loved the because we had a direct view down third base line of the screen.
Yeah.
And every time they would change innings, they would show the, you know, the big tiger that they have outside, it would start moving, and he thought that was the greatest thing ever. The tiger roar, and then all of the organ would play and people would clap, and he got into that. It was awesome. Great experience. And we didn't force him to stay any longer than he would or really could put up with, because I wanted him to like it. It's like taking him fishing. There'd be times where I'd be out for a half hour and bring the kids back. So I think he is, and he's already talked, go Tigers, go Tigers. I'm like, yes, go Tigers. He goes, no, go to Tigers. And so we are going to make a trip back again this year. But it was hot dogs, sausages, the ice cream. I found the ice cream and the little souvenir helmets.
Yeah.
Oh, that one was for Dad. He got some ice cream as well, but that one was for Dad. Plus they had Mackinac Island Fudge,
yeah.
Oh, whew. It was terrific.
Now, you did tell us there was...
Yes.
Perfect. Did you put in your prep that there was also some bad, too? Anything go...
Some bad?
Yeah, I don't... Didn't you say there was good and bad? It wasn't just the play on the field? Did I read the email wrong?
Yeah, I don't think... I think that was a different topic.
Oh, okay.
No, it was...
All good then. No hiccups with the little one. Okay.
No hiccups at all.
Did you ride the carousel? Ferris wheel?
No, we didn't do any of that stuff. We did walk around a little bit, but the beautiful part was we parked in, we had a pass for the Tiger Garage. Mm-hmm. So we walked in the Meyer entrance. They're all labeled now. They're all sold. And literally it was, our section was almost right there. So we ventured, I did walk him by the carousel. And walked him by all of that stuff, but he was taking it all in. They had a live band there playing, which I hadn't heard before. I hadn't been in that part of the ballpark at that time, you know, for an evening game, but it was just a great experience. And everybody that worked there, all the attendants, I don't know if they treat everyone the same, but they treated Teddy like he was an absolute king.
The refrain in that line of business is you have to act like this is somebody's first game every time you go to the ballpark, because it often is. And in this case, it was Teddy's first game.
Oh, no, it was. So you're not off. I was asking the question.
Oh, okay.
Do you remember your earliest memory of going to the ballpark? And I'll just throw that out quick to our listeners. 248-539-9797. Do you remember your first time at the ballpark? I remember mine. And there was some good and some bad. Okay. I don't remember who won or lost. In fact, I don't even remember. I know the Tigers played, but it was an old Tiger Stadium. And the good was before the game, we were out there for batting practice, and one of the outfielders threw a ball into the stands. I caught it.
No kidding.
And so, I mean, I'll remember it to the day I died. The two other things that I remember for it is we were walking around, and they were announcing the starting lineup. They got to Lou Whitaker, and all I heard was, I thought they were booing him. And I'm like, Dad, why are they booing our own guy? Because I hadn't known that Costa would in the future boo your own team, like Javi, and sometimes they deserve it. Anyway, he was like, and kids.
Only of the visiting team.
But he explained to me, no, they're saying Lou, which I thought was awesome. And then the old seats at Tiger Stadium, if you sat and the one in front of you as the seats flip up, now the backs are a little bit longer, so you can't get your feet in there. I would put my feet, whenever somebody would stand up, I'd put my feet underneath the backrest, but up against the chair, and then somebody sat down, and it almost broke both my feet in half. I started pounding on the person in front of me. So that's the good and the bad.
Athletic career was nearly foiled.
Yes, with two broken feet from my first trip to Tiger Stadium. So, yeah, if you've got a great memory of your first trip to the ballpark, whether it was Tiger Stadium, Comerica, or wherever you grew up, I'd love to hear it. I love, because Teddy is too young to remember. I don't think in another 10 years he's going to say, do you remember us going to see the Angels and the Tiger and the ice cream? He won't remember that. It won't be until 5, 6, 7 when he gets to go down there.
And your thought is, but subconsciously, this is a positive memory that's just going to help him into his baseball fandom.
Yeah. All right now, all I want him to know is it was fun and he wants to go to the Tigers. Like he wants to go back down. So
fun.
Yeah. Then next time we go back down, is that the time he remembers? I don't know. I just want him to want to go the next time.
I do want to point out that we both went to games this weekend and you went to the one they lost. And I went to a one they won. So in terms of jinx talk on the show, I just want that noted for the record moving forward.
So we left early, and we left just at the start of the fourth inning. And I was standing up cheering as Charlie Morton left the mound at the end of the third, because of the 9 outs, he had struck out 8 of them.
Yes. So you weren't there when he started serving ups?
No. I mean, in the first inning, there were a couple of hits. I thought one of the balls should have been caught. But
yes, you're right.
It was watching the movement on his curveball on TV is one thing. Watching the movement, and maybe it was from where we were sitting in my vantage point, it's ridiculous.
It's a good curveball.
It's ridiculous, the movement he has on it. And then once they figured it out,
Boom, boom, boom. It was the full Morton experience. He got 20 whiffs. He had 10 strikeouts. He's also a 5 ERA pitcher. So he's
going to give up
a bunch of runs.
Yeah.
248-539-9797.
It was fun. It was awesome.
So we all picked a player over the weekend, or last Friday actually, that needed to turn it around. And Jim picked Veerling.
Big moment Friday.
Then he got hurt.
Yeah, well.
John went to the only loss of the weekend.
But he picked Riley Green, who had two multi-hit days, including a homer yesterday.
Right.
And you picked Casey Mize.
And then I sent a text about it.
And right as you started gloating, he gave up his first runs of the day.
We're not allowed to talk smack.
Well, we just can't.
We just can't.
Just put our heads down.
What the pitchers need to do is avoid the fourth and fifth innings.
Well, like, what are you going to do? Pull them in the third?
No, I don't.
The openers now?
Yeah.
Here we go. Chaos.
That's why you put Melton in the bullpen. That's why eventually you put Morton in the bullpen, because when you get into the postseason, they are back to six above. At one point, they were five above. But hopefully you have a long reliever so that they can get through a lineup at least once.
Yeah. Look, it was kind of a hodgepodge weekend. There was some good. There was some bad. They took two of three, which is the biggest thing. We're going to get to it at 6:35. Stories from the ballpark. Joe in Chesterfield, you're on 97.1.
Hey, good morning, guys, and Heather.
Good morning, Joe.
Yes. So my earliest recollection of going to a game was it was late 80s, maybe 90. I grew up in St. Clair Shores, and for a school project, class project, I interviewed the then mayor of St. Clair Shores, Ted Wabi. And when I got done doing my little interview, he came up to me with an envelope and asked me if I'd ever been to a Tigers game before. And I had said no. So he gave me four tickets to a Tigers game right behind the dugout. At the old Tiger Stadium, obviously, and my dad took myself and a couple of my friends. So it's one of those memories that you'll always look back on.
It is. It's that first trip down there that you remember. You'll never forget it, right?
No, not at all. And, whether it's just the family aspect of it, of your dad taking you and a couple of your buddies to a game, or the fact that I got them from the mayor of the city at the time, like all those little pieces.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it'll always be in my head.
Mm-hmm. Well, thanks,
Joe. That's awesome. Thanks for calling in. We got a few more thoughts on the phones and ticket text we can get to coming up next. And we will talk Lions. And I know there's a lot over the weekend from the Lions. Hendon Hooker, the scary injury to Norris, all of it. It's coming up today. It's 97.1.
Hey, parents, it's Heather. As the new school year kicks off, you've got a lot on your plate. And if you're like most, you appreciate knowing what to expect, especially when it comes to your monthly bills. Well, Verizon has some big news that will bring you serious peace of mind. For the first time ever, they're locking in low prices for 3 years. That's right, 3 years guaranteed with my plan. Right now, you can get a single line for a low price of just $50 a month when you switch and bring your phone on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. And again, that amazing price is locked in for 3 whole years. Because at Verizon, they've got your back now and in the future. So go ahead, take one thing off your back-to-school worry list. Visit your local Verizon store in Detroit today and ask about their 3-year price guarantee. Get ready for a smooth, connected school year. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Look, if the other team's going to put a gas can on the mound, let's party. Tigers did yesterday. Kerry Carpenter goes yard. Riley Green hit a homer, part of a two-hit day. He also had a clutch knock early to give him the lead. How about that for Riley Green, who had four hits over the weekend? Tigers take two of three. Look, it was kind of a hodgepodge. It's good. There's bad. Veerling's hurt again. We'll get to it at 6:35. John, you brought up Saturday night was Teddy's first Tigers game.
Yeah, he had a great time. He thought it was awesome. He loved all the sights, the sounds, the organ, you know, the clapping, all of the stuff that they do. And Heather, you know this better than anyone. They do a lot to keep the fans engaged.
Oh, yeah.
Minute by minute.
For sure.
And so he was enjoying it. Yeah. You remember your first trip to the ballpark?
I do. I don't know exactly how old I was. I can't remember all the details, but I know I got to go. This was at Tiger Stadium with my dad, but I also got to take a friend. Probably this was going to help my dad, right? Like, okay, if she has a friend, she won't be bothering me. But like, I remember they had giveaways, and I feel like they had this at every game. It was an autographed baseball with like every single player's name, but not real autographs.
It was printed on there. Yeah.
And it came inside of this plastic globe on a stand.
Little gold stand.
Yes.
Oh, I had
it was
one
gold
of those.
Shiny stand. Yep. I think I have a couple of them, but that was the first game I went to and I thought, oh my gosh, this is, and I still have that somewhere in a box, this baseball I got. I remember also doing, it was when those, you guys might not know these things. Those like hand games were really cool. Like with the kids, like there was like, Miss Susie had a baby. She named him. And then you do this like hand clapping.
Right. Yeah. It's more of a girl thing.
Yes. I remember doing that in the stands with my girlfriend while
the game was going on.
Yes.
248-539-9797.
Cookies, did you do the hand game?
Yeah. That's my exact same memory.
It came out kind of funny when I said that. I was like, well, you know, keep going.
No, it's perfect.
The difference with my story and both of your stories is actually something that I wish I could have experienced Tiger Stadium.
Right, yeah, because you're too young.
Younger. I mean, it would have been possible, but it was out of my control. My parents would have had to take me. So Comerica Park would have been my first Tigers game.
Sure.
And I remember, again, I was hockey first, but followed baseball. I don't think I got to a Tigers game until I was maybe like 12 years old.
Okay.
But I remember, and you'll get a kick out of this.
Disadvantaged youth.
It was against the Yankees. And I remember, John, hearing Tiger fans Raz the Yankees.
Oh, sure.
So getting after Jeter.
It's what made you who
you are. Yes, of course.
We start to explain all of this.
Let's get to Shane in Farmington Hills. Shane, you're on 97.1.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. So this is Beaver Me Shane. This is kind of relative to why. We remember that we were speaking about my uncle was a trapper from the UP and he made the bread balls and had the beaver meat inside.
Yes.
So that same uncle had brought both of my cousins, his sons, down from the UP and took me and my brother to Comerica Park. I think it was either 2000 or 2001. I was probably like 11 or 12. And so we had went, I don't really remember the game, but I remember going to the bathroom. I found a $100 bill when I was taking a pee So we went to the concessions and I went to go buy stuff and it ended up being a fake. So that was kind of embarrassing. But then,
yeah, you were 12.
As we were leaving, this is before smartphones and all that stuff. My uncle, there was no GPS, but he actually got lost leaving Comerica Park, and we ended up down some pretty dark back streets. And I just remember him blowing through constant red lights to just get to a safer area and just being pulled over, you know, and the cops asking why he was doing that and just trying to get us home. I do remember that it went to like 11 or 12 innings. So when we left, it was like almost 2 o'clock in the morning. It was a late, late night, but that was my first time going, but it didn't scare me or nothing. I've been back several times since then, but mm-hmm. just figured I'd share that.
It's amazing that first experience, how we don't really remember much about the game
like
itself, but
right.
all of the stuff that went on as kids that you would remember.
You pick up on.
Yeah.
Ticket Texas says, my first baseball game was at Tiger Stadium against the Milwaukee Brewers. Cecil Fielder hit a ball into the outfield and tried to round first base, but fell and got tagged out. Everybody was laughing. Texter says, my first game was in 84. That's a good time to fall in love with Tiger baseball. Says, my dad almost caught a Chet Lemon home run.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, says, well, the biggest memories for me when I was down at the ballpark and I would talk with Dan Dickerson, Harry in Chelsea.
Okay.
Ambassador for a generation of Tiger fans.
Yeah. On Twitch, we got Dynasty Dan says, my first game was versus the Twins at Tiger Stadium. Rain delay around the third inning. So I spent the rain delay filling out the all-star ballots.
That's cool.
Another one here, FPG25. I remember going to Tiger Stadium for the first time as a little kid. I was amazed at the size of the field, and I still remember that scene as we walked in. I was wondering too, like, because Teddy does get exposed to baseball, right? But it's all, you know, it's all right youth. Now high school and youth baseball. Like the sheer size of it and mass of it, because he has yet to experience. He's been in the big house, but it's never been there with people in it. And so, like this, now that he's done that and successfully, we think maybe he can get through the first or maybe the first half. He might experience that this year too, but. That had to be just a, oh my gosh, I can't believe this, huge venue.
Just hit me. I called you a jinx earlier.
Oh yeah?
But it's really Teddy's fault that you guys left early. So it's his fault they lost on Saturday night, not yours, John.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Do you want to boo him? Go
it's
ahead.
A three-year-old. With the news. You're a three-year-old.
Yeah,
go
ahead.
For it.
Go for it.
Watch Heather, out. Watch out what happens if you boo Teddy.
Yeah.
Yikes. Uh-huh. Well, just 2 days after being taken off the field in an ambulance, Lion Safety, Maurice Norris.
Yeah.
But every time I hear the name, I feel like it kind of rhymes, but it doesn't. I don't know. It's a funny.
Yeah.
Maurice Norris. Yes. So I want to say it.
I wonder if his nickname is Mono.
Could be. Should
that,
be.
That, I would. I mean, if I was on the offensive line, I'd probably Maybe come we'll up with that out. One. Yeah.
Well, he has returned to the team's training facility with teammates on Sunday, so that is great news.
Yep.
Seems to be doing much better than expected. I mean, we didn't really know. So scary when it happened. And a day after he was injured, he also jumped on Instagram, and he did let his fans know that he was all good. He said he thanked everyone for their check-ins and their support. Heard Dan Campbell after as well talk about that he had movement in his extremities. Like it was terrifying. You just didn't know what. Colin kept saying, he's like, oh my gosh, he's gonna be paralyzed. He's gonna be paralyzed. I was like, wait, what? Go back. We had to rewatch some of it, but scary stuff.
Yeah, I mean, the only really thing I could compare it to would have been DeMar Hamlin a couple years ago, where they shut down a regular season game. I mean, it was a no-brainer, shut down this preseason game at that point. Fourth quarter, nobody needs it.
Yeah. A pool party turned violent over the weekend. Two people are dead. Two people are in the hospital after being stabbed at this party on Detroit's east side. According to police, the stabbing stemmed from an argument over a woman who was at this party. One male suspect stabbed four people after the argument. Like I said, two people, a man in his 30s and a woman in her 20s, died in that stabbing. Two other men in their 30s were hospitalized, one in critical condition. Police say they have identified the person of interest, but no one has, at least as of yesterday evening, been taken into custody. Okay. So, my goodness. Michigan's oldest known resident just celebrated her 114th birthday. In a very unique way. This is incredible. This woman, Bonita Gibson, turned 114. And to celebrate at her senior living community, a giant 72-foot big Idaho potato visited her. And apparently, she credits potatoes to her longevity. She used to grow potatoes at her home in Idaho. And I guess that's her favorite vegetable. But this big potato visited, a four ton fiberglass potato on wheels made the special stop to celebrate her birthday. She has lived through 21 presidents, two pandemics, and countless potatoes.
That's amazing. Yeah. That's a cool story.
A NASCAR driver broke his collarbone on Saturday, but he didn't do it in a crash or anything like that. He actually did it as he was climbing out of his car to celebrate a big win. So he had just won the race and then was kind of like getting out of the vehicle, right? Mm-hmm. And just went crashing to the concrete. Didn't look all that great. He had to be wheeled off in a gurney.
Oh, boy.
Like he literally just like crashed onto the concrete. He had to have CT scans. Thought maybe he had a brain
concussion.
Injury.
Wow.
None of that. Those were all clear. But he did have a broken collarbone.
Oh, survived the race and
yes.
won it.
And then
but
couldn't
just didn't survive the celebration.
Yeah, couldn't even celebrate. Man. Let's see. There was a woman in California who was at a Chuck E. Cheese last week. I'm guessing there with a family, not mm-hmm. on her own. And she got her arm trapped inside of a kid's game. And now video of it is going viral. Happened on Thursday. She decided to get into this kid's game. It's called Snow Day. And it's basically like a big kind of like phone booth shaped chamber. And I guess balls drop from the ceiling. You have to catch them and try to stick them through this hole an amount of...
Yeah.
A certain time, see how many you can get in. And she was supposed to do that. And for some reason, she stuck her whole arm through that hole and she got stuck in there. And everybody whipped out their cell phones and started taking video of this woman. Fire department came. She was stuck there for 22 minutes. They couldn't get her out. It's funny. Check Oof. It out. Anyway, the game shut down so technicians could make sure that it was safe for children.
It's Heather with the news. All right, coming up next, you feel better, you feel worse. Calm down, any of the panic. What'd you think of the Tigers over the weekend? It's 97.1.
Hey, when it comes to an IRS collection or audit, you need a law firm that specializes in the resolution of all types of tax problems. And when dealing with the world's largest civil law enforcement agency, your case could take a lot of twists and turns. Your only call should be to Maurice and Jerry, Abraham and Rose. They're prepared to advocate on your behalf, no matter if it's civil or criminal, or even the Michigan Department of Treasury. So whether it's personal income tax or business payroll taxes that got you jammed up, you're going to need a real team of local lawyers, not a tax organization with a random individual you're never going to meet. Visit abrahamandrose.com today, or you can call 248-539-5040 so you never personally have to deal with the IRS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Good morning, 97.1, Jim Costa, John Jansen, Heather Park, Gavin Gregg behind the glass. John, 2-3 over the weekend. You feeling better? Calm down? Anybody out there who was on the verge of panic, let us know. You feel better, you feel worse? 248-539-9797. They are exactly where we were on Friday, six games up in the division.
And three games closer to the end of the season. Three games less that Cleveland has a chance to catch up.
43 to go, I think.
And, I mean, Cleveland was on such a heater, right? They were 9-1 in their last 10 before yesterday. I know they lost yesterday. So it's they'll come back to earth. The Tigers will maybe not be where they were in those first 60 games, 80 games of the season. But they won a series. What did we ask them to do? Just get back to winning series. You don't have to sweep everyone. And we could sit here and piece and dissect everything that went good or bad. The end result is they won a series. All right? Now you get a chance. Go win another series. They got seven games on the road. Show that you can win some series on the road. And they're not against good teams. So if it's four against the Sox, take three of four.
Yeah, when we talked last week, I said, look, if they take two or three over the weekend, I think everybody will start to feel a little better because it's back to doing what they did, winning series.
Yeah.
I mean, the biggest headline was they had lost six of the previous seven series. It's how you get yourself in this spot. It's how you erase 9.5 games on a big lead in your division. Well, how do you keep that lead? How do you keep the Guardians at bay? Just keep winning two or three.
Yeah, win more than you lose.
And that's the key, because I don't expect Cleveland to play 800 baseball the rest of the season. I mean, they're the ones that have the work to do. I think we sometimes forget about that because we look at the issues our baseball team has, and there are real issues. Cleveland's the one that has to climb the steepest hill of any team right now in baseball in terms of who's in second place in their division. They have to keep up, and they have to play like 700, 800 ball the rest of the way. If the Tigers simply take two or three, beat the teams they're supposed to, they'll be fine.
And I misspoke. It's only three against the White Sox. It's four against Minnesota.
Yeah.
So but it's seven on the road. It's division opponents.
It's teams with losing records that you better go out and win the majority of those games. Again, if they win, everything's fine. And their percentage to make the playoff is 98%. Their percentage to win the division, 94%. Mm-hmm. I don't feel like we've been talking about it like that, and I know it's because they haven't played well, but they built up such a big lead that even when you go through a stretch like 12 or 13, even when you go through a stretch where Riley Green is struggling, you've built up that lead, and it gives you a great cushion. So I feel a little better. I mean, we could talk about some of the concerns. A lot of the pitching, specifically the guys they added, not named Finnegan, haven't been doing the job.
Yeah.
But like Riley Green having two hits on Friday and two hits on Sunday and then winning both those baseball games, it's not a coincidence.
It's not. And, I mean, we're even hearing it on Twitch, right? It's, you know, in the next seven, because they are against sub-500 teams, you at a minimum, you got to go 4-3. Expectation is 5-2. And yeah. I agree with that. It's that's exactly where you need to be now. Minnesota, who sold off 10 on their roster, they may have had, okay, the young guys come in, it's our chance, let's go ahead and show these Tigers. Like, there's an initial bump, enthusiasm. Things will return to normal. I don't expect the Twins to all of a sudden, after having sold off 10 on their 26, 10 players, that they're going to continue playing as hot as they have.
248-539-9797. Ticket texters, I feel marginally better since they won the series. That said, the bullpen yesterday was less than stellar. I am rooting for them, not against them, but that being said, if the pen goes like this in the postseason, they have little chance to advance far unless the bats get white hot. That's Dave in Grand Blanc, says the bats would have to carry him. Dave, I 100% agree with that assessment. Like, I to a T, I think there are some crippling issues in the postseason with this bullpen. I'm rooting for them, and I do feel slightly better because they took 2 or 3. That's exactly where I'm at. Texter says, good morning, guys. And Jim, I still think you jinxed them when you called the division weeks ago. Good job, buddy. Did I jinx them if they ultimately win the division?
Well, no. I mean, for your jinx to, you may have just made it a little bit more exciting everyone. Oh, you're welcome. Thanks.
Yeah, I'm sure people are thrilled that this could go down to the wire, that they have 6 games with Cleveland at the end of the season that suddenly are going to matter. I get it. Scared but happy, reads an unnamed ticket text.
Okay, I get that.
Feel the same as I did. Scooble's outing was awful, from an unnamed texter.
Well, it wasn't what we it wasn't awful. It was awful regarding Scooble's standards. But he's also human. He's allowed to have a not perfect day. And that's what it was. It was not up to Scooble standards. So I expect the next time he comes back out there, who's going to be pretty mad? Tarek Skubal.
How big was that Vierling home run? I know it was Friday, so it's in a couple days. They played a couple games since.
Huge.
But that's a Scooble start. They would have lost.
Yeah. But Vierling's home run was like, I showed up with Teddy. Vierling's leading off. And I said, hey, Teddy, this is the guy that saved the day yesterday. This is the guy they've been waiting for. And he did. All right. So, I mean, that was great. And here's the other thing. I know we all talked at the trade deadline about adding a bat. You know the bat that they wanted to add? Eugenio Suarez?
Yeah.
How's he doing in Seattle?
Does he have like one hit, two hits, something like that?
Yeah. In the, what is it, 8 or 9 games that they've played?
He's batting around 100.
Point. 0.88.
Yeah.
So,
what is this your way of saying they shouldn't have traded for him?
No, I'm just because he's going to return to hitting.
I just wanted to clarify.
Yeah, he's going to return to hitting. I'm just saying if they had, and that was the case right now. Now none of us could be sitting there going they shouldn't have done it.
No,
but he wouldn't have added to this point. He wouldn't have made a difference over the last. Since August the 1st.
So I went back and looked at the guys they did add. Okay. Finnegan has had 3 1/3 of scoreless baseball. He was a real back end, high leverage reliever. He's done the job. Finnegan and friends, the friends haven't been super friendly. Morton has a 6 ERA. Montero has a 6 ERA. Hoyer has a 5.4. Paddock has a 4.5.
Right.
Nothing special from this group.
No, but that's moving the Melton, issue. And I know you didn't go out and add Melton, but you did bring him up, and then you moved him to the pen. He's been good.
Yes, but he was here regardless.
Right.
The he was here. Yes, but put other guys around him.
But it goes to Scott Harris's theory of, well, we can also promote from within. And they promoted Melton. He has come up. He got a good start for him, and then he goes to the pen, and he's been good in the pen.
248-539-9797. Feel better, feel worse, feel the same. If you're panicking, here's the other thing I'd ask, because we're not. What is the biggest reason that you are panicking? And panic is someone who feels like this division is slipping away and they will lose the division. What is the biggest reason that we're missing? That the source of your panic, if you had to put it on one thing? 248-539-9797. John in Lake Orion says, no, I don't feel better. Now I'm worried about the Brewers. Even if we go to the series, how will we beat those guys?
Right. I mean, that's kind of always been the concern, is how do you match up in the postseason? And in the postseason, who is going to have to be hitting at their best? It's Green. It's Torque. And Torque has been really good for about 6 weeks.
Carpenter, all of which you hit home runs this weekend.
Yeah.
So I'm not panicked, but this pitching has got to get fixed. So they gave up 17 runs this weekend. Mm-hmm. I gave you guys a stat last week. The last
5 per game?
Yeah, it was 5.4 over this bad stretch of baseball. It was like 22 games or something like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That percentage or that average went up with 17 runs. You're not going to win long term with that, giving up that many runs per game. It's impossible.
Right. I agree.
And it's against kind of bad teams. What are the good teams going to do?
We know what September looks like, right?
Yeah. And the Yankees, they're playing them. They're not playing good. The Mets haven't been playing good. So you can see the name, but there's a lot of the top teams are not playing good besides the Brewers.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. If you look in the last like 30 games, the Dodgers, I believe, are below 500. The Tigers are below 500. There's right. Suddenly the Dodger division out west is down to 2 games.
Right. So they got these pitchers for a reason. We can laugh at some of them and make Finnegan and friends and the friends. I would say we're basically a year from last year when they made their push and they turned everything around. I'm not panicked yet because I trust AJ to figure out how he's going to use his bullpen and get the most out of the starting pitching.
Matchups.
Yes.
Create the right matchups. I agree with you. And I mean, like here's the thing that this team has to be, and that's a team. Where if your pitching is out there and it's not great, then the bats are going to have to be better than they have been. And this weekend, pitching wasn't great. But what were the bats? The bats were good enough to win 2 of 3.
Yeah, 8 of the 9 guys had hits yesterday.
Yeah.
And I said over the weekend, you got homers from Torque, Carp, Green, the middle of the order.
It's the same thing in football. When offense doesn't play well, you need your defense to step up.
94% chance to win this division. Yet it doesn't feel that way when we talk to Tiger fans. And some of that is you haven't played well since the All-Star break.
Yeah.
248-539-9797. So what's the source of that panic and your confidence? And if the weekend made a difference on your outlook for this baseball team? We are going to get into Hendon Hooker and some takeaways from the Lions preseason game. We'll do that at 7:02. It's 97.1. If you're injured in an auto accident, take control with KG Law. You may be stressed. You may be in pain. You need someone who cares about you. Get personalized care, guidance, and full legal representation from the Michigan law firm that has won over 5,000 personal injury cases. 98% success rate. KG Law knows how to win your case. That's K-A-J-Y. Lawrence KG and his team, down-to-earth, approachable people. They're not your stuffy, slimy lawyer types. And again, the results, that's what you care most about. Give them a call, 877-KG-CARES. They're online at kgcares.com. That's K-A-J-Y, kgcares.com. It was pointed out on social media and by one of our producers today that home run was while the Tigers already had the lead. So it's not helping his clutch numbers, but Riley Green had 4 hits over the weekend, 2 on Friday, 2 on Sunday. And AJ Hinch saying on Sunday, the first hit was more important. I know it wasn't a homer, but the first hit Riley Green had was a 2-out RBI knock, and it was only a single. But you know what? He needs some more of those too if he's going to get back to where he needs to be. If I was Cleveland, the most scary thing would be that Riley Green would heat up. And I'm not willing to go there after just a couple games this weekend, but John, him waking up lifts the offense to another level. And they need the offense to be lifted to another level because Vierling's homer on Friday, well, now he's hurt. And the pitching and the bullpen specifically still hasn't found its rhythm yet. But the Tigers took 2 of 3 against the Angels. I don't care who it's against, 2 of 3 is what they need to do this time of year. They didn't make up any ground on Cleveland. That's okay. A tie is a win this time of year. They have to make up six games. Detroit doesn't. Just keep winning. Take two or three. Beat the bad teams, and they'll be in. They'll win the division.
Yeah, it's a matter of time. It's a race against the clock right now. And if Cleveland isn't able to make up over a three-game stretch any ground, it's three less games, three less opportunities that they have. Now, we do know that they play six times, three here, three there. And it all happens to be in the final 12-week or the 12 games of the season.
Look, it sure feels like it's going to come down to how they play in those games. And if you deserve to be in, you'll beat them.
Right. And, I mean, welcome to any division race that we've ever witnessed over the last 40 years.
Yeah.
It literally comes down to the last 10 games, the last five games. And hopefully, by the time they get to, you know, the five games, they've got a six-game lead, and it's all in the books. But it's going to come down to those last 10.
Cleveland's 8-2 in their last 10. Do I think that they're going to rattle off 8 of every 10 the rest of the season? John, I don't.
No.
I just don't. They're playing 700 baseball in the last 30 days.
Hey, good for them.
Because
you're going to have streaks like that throughout the course of 162. It's at this time been paired with a really bad stretch for the Tigers.
And I know when I gave the percentage earlier, like 94% they win the division, people are going, don't tell me the percentages, because on this day a year ago, the Tigers had a 0.2% chance and they made the playoffs. And to that I would say, they didn't win the division.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, sure, Cleveland could go on some really nice second half run, and they're probably looking at the wild card as much as the division, because there's a path for them to get in without winning the Central like the Tigers did last year. But for as miraculous as what Detroit did, they didn't win the Central.
No, and right now they're still not even in the playoffs. They're a half game behind the Yankees, who are just in an absolute free fall.
It's unbelievable.
If they only added some arms at the deadline.
Look at you. Hold on. I got you.
Is it smarmy if we're talking about a different team? Somewhere out of market? No.
No, Greg says I shouldn't have done that.
Use of the alarm.
It was smarmy.
It was smarmy about a different team.
We need a verdict. What's the verdict back there?
That was full Costa. That was smarm.
You're good, Jim.
Okay. Huh. Perfect. Guys, ticket texters. Guys, I'm curious. All the talk of getting our pitching going, what happened to the pitcher whisperer? Chris Fetter.
Well, I'm going to wait for another, 9-10 games until he gets, just like we talk about AJ, getting to know the new guys, even though he's got this great relationship with Morton. All right, that's fine. But all of those new relievers, he needs to find out how they are best used and what matchups make sense for the Tigers. And it's same thing with Federer. Like, give him a little bit of time to perform, you know, his pitching whispering. And then when it's, you know, we get another 9-10 games down the road and we start to see them used in different matchups, different styles, different scenarios, that's when I'll be a little concerned that maybe he's not able to reach this group of pitchers.
I do think this road trip is a great opportunity for this team to get right.
Yeah,
they're playing two horrible teams. And I know the Twins hit this pitching last time, but I do think getting away from the noise a little bit can be helpful. Just get confidence. You know, give me a 5-2 road trip here. Where significant movement forward. I mean, you'd think the Guardians would be lucky to hold serve.
Yeah.
They have who? It's Miami.
Yeah.
And Atlanta.
Atlanta. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, Miami's a 500 team.
Yeah, but both those teams are below 500. So, I mean, there's a chance Cleveland wins 4 or 5, and Detroit's got to win 4 or 5 and keep them at bay. I mean, that's what this time of year is all about. And you know it from AJ. Like, there's no limping around at this point. Like, go out and play good ball or else. I mean, that's the reality. I mean, they're going to have to make some roster decisions, too. I mean, these guys have to put up or shut up. Like, Montero has a 6.7 ERA since they added him. And...
Well, he pitched in a low leverage situation yesterday too.
I know,
and so did Kainley.
Well, I asked AJ about that after. I go, we haven't seen Kainley. And he goes, well, we're trying to put him in some lower pressure spots to try to get him going.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what else can they do at this point other than DFA him? I mean, they're not going to put him out in the eighth or the ninth inning anymore of a close game. They need him to put some scoreless innings out in garbage time before they can trust him.
He pitched one full inning yesterday. He gave up a run.
I know.
On 11 pitches.
Some hard hit balls, too. But Morton, Montero, Paddock, Hoyer, outside of Finnegan, it was the proven commodity. I mean, we haven't seen the magic. But some of that I wonder is, like, are we asking too much of Chris Vedder at this point? Like, isn't that Scott Harris's fault to go, hey, I am expecting wizardry? That's the strategy? That's not fair to Vedder.
Well, if that's what you've shown previously.
But they should.
Because is that not the path that they took last year? Now, I know they were promoting from AAA, but he was taking guys with 90 ERAs and making them look great.
Yeah, but I mean, if you can't sit back and as AJ yourself and Fetter and say, come on, that was some magic.
Are we going to bank on that? Like,
you can't duplicate
that.
Yeah. It's not duplicating exactly what happened last year with what they did just can't be done again.
No, I would put magic in the same category as hope. It's not strategy.
Like Luke Jackson, they brought into the organization before the deadline. It wasn't a trade, right? They just acquired him. He's already been DFA'd. And he won't be the only one. Like, I can't imagine all these guys are making the playoff roster.
No, they won't. It was how many arms can we throw at the problem and see what we can make of it.
Did they do this just to hold it together because they have so much faith in Lang coming back?
No, I think it's what John said. I think they're just hoping something sticks.
Yeah.
Which is kind of terrifying. Like, we had the texter who's concerned about the Brewers in the World Series. Like, we're not talking World Series right now, right?
Well,
with a bullpen like this. I don't think we're meeting Milwaukee in the World Series right now.
It doesn't feel like it. But they just won a series.
Yes.
Which is good. And now let's win another series against a bad team.
248-539-9797. Itching to talk some football. We'll do it after the update. 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.